Mr. Perry Place, are we ready to go? All righty. That's approximately 11:30. Let's go back on the record. Mr. Hedrick, I'd remind you that you are still under oath. And Deputy Chairman, do you have questions of Mr. Hedrick?
I have a couple, thank you.
All right, please proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Hedrick.
Good morning.
Do you know when Basin bills Precorp, and I presume all their customers, does the bill contain a base charge and a commodity charge?
Well, it's got several components. It's got a demand charge and an energy charge. And it's got, I think the schedules in the COPA filing actually reflect the components and various other charges that Basin bills. So it's the primary costs are in the demand and energy charge.
And in this case, the charges associated with the Dakota plant are in the energy charge?
They're embedded in the demand and energy charges.
Yes. And as you know, we have no jurisdiction over Basin. We can't tell Basin how to format them and send their bills. So if we were to make a decision that the charges embedded or otherwise associated with a Dakota commodity charge, how would then Precorp do that? How would they take it out of commodity and put it somewhere else?
Well, unless Basin did that, unless Basin identified the costs and billed Precorp for them, I don't know how Powder River would make that determination. I don't think Powder River could make that determination. So it would have to be, I suspect it would have to be a different billing, some type of different billing from Basin to be able to accomplish that. That would identify those in costs and benefits and everything else that would go into that. That's all I can envision. I don't know how Powder River would be able to do it on their own. They wouldn't be able to do it on their own.
So if we were to do that, we would be creating a situation for Precorp that is unmanageable?
I don't know how they would manage it. I mean, in order to be able to bill the charges separately, they'd have to be identified. And right now, where I sit, I'm not sure I don't know how that would be accomplished.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. Chairman Manier?
The mental picture that I had developed, right, wrong, or different, was that Basin goes through a process to come up with a number it needs to recover from its members. That we've heard testimony about that. You were here for this.
Correct.
And then they design a rate to recover that number from its members.
That's correct.
The basic ground rule is it's the same rate for all the members.
Postage stamp rate for all members, yeah.
So it doesn't make any real sense to be trying to disaggregate whatever that rate is with its various components and relate that somehow to the failure of the customers in the Bakken to contribute to a number, to the DCG aspect of the number, to the Prairie Wind number. It's all one number that then gets is subject to a rate design.
That's correct. There are a lot of components that go into it.
Okay. Great. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Ellsbury, you have a redirect.
Yes.
Please proceed.
I want to follow up to a couple of questions that Commissioner Bryden asked you. She asked you about the distinction between a general rate case and a COPA proceeding. What do you believe should be included in the COPA?
Well, again, just to reiterate, I think the costs from Basin and reflected in the rate from Basin to Powder River are the commodity costs that should be included in the COPA. I don't know what other distinction that we can make with regard to the definition of the commodity costs. there are a lot of different components from basin that getting included in that rate. And so not only DGC costs, but other costs that get included in the development of that rate. I think you have to stick with the definition in terms of how Powder River sees that rate from basin as a commodity cost. That's what I would believe would be included in the COPA. Clearly, Powder River's costs of providing service and their revenue requirements and those things are included in the general, you know, general rate case.
You drew a distinction between the wholesale power costs to Precorp and then the costs of Precorp's then serving its customers in addition to those. What's the distinction that you're making that distinction, but what's the basis for it?
Well, I mean, the COPA costs, as I indicated, the costs that get included in the COPA are in, you know, there's a significant component of Powder River's costs that are tied up in purchase power costs. And so the COPA mechanism is intended to ensure that they get a recovery of that on a timely basis. You know, so the distinction is, you know, wholesale costs versus just the distribution system costs that Powder River has. I mean, those are typically what we're talking about in a rate filing or a rate case. So at least for us, I think the distinction is pretty clear in terms of what gets included in the COPA and what doesn't. Powder River doesn't include any of its distribution costs or try to include any of those distribution costs in the COPA. It's strictly the cost of power.
Given that Precorp has a long-term all requirements contract with Basin, does Precorp control what its wholesale power costs are, the amount of those costs?
No. I mean, they're a member of Basin, and so those costs are driven by the entire Basin board and organization, so Powder River does not have control over that cost.
In terms of the treatment of the extraordinary, if you will, benefits from DGC to Basin and then passed on to Basin's members versus the losses of DGC that are at issue in this case, is Precorp treating those consistently?
Well, the benefits, anytime there's been an extraordinary margin, you know, related to DGC that's been recognized at Basin as a bill credit, it's been done consistently. It's been flowed through as a bill credit. So I think Powder River's been consistent in its treatment of those bill credits.
I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. That if Basin treats these bill credits outside of its wholesale power rates, then that's what Precorp does.
That's correct.
And here where Basin, one of the drivers of the increase in wholesale rates is losses, and so it's included in there, then Precorp is consistently passing it through the COPA. Is that?
That's correct. Anything that's included in the rate, in the development of the rate, is subject to the COPA.
I think you touched on this, but I want to make sure it's clear. Do you believe it's possible to calculate the impact of the DGC losses on the wholesale power increase from Basin?
I don't believe that it's possible based on the information that's provided and, again, member informational presentations and press releases. Witnesses from Basin themselves said that the components were so integrated and related that it would be very difficult for them to be able to determine what the specific magnitude of any one of those components is.
Assuming it were possible for Basin itself to unintertwine that, what would it take in a proceeding here to determine what the impact of the DGC losses are?
I don't know what about a proceeding here. There would have to be some process, as we talked in reference to Russell's question, that Basin would have to provide some indication of what those components are, and in terms of then being able to apply that, I'm not certain that the existing rule allows that. I don't know. That would certainly be different than what we believe that the existing rule allows in terms of commodity. I don't know how the definitions would line up, or if there would have to be another factor, or again, a different rule to allow for the recovery of that, if that's the direction that the commission went.
Are you suggesting that there would be an inquiry similar to what a general rate case inquiry would be, but if Basin, that's the level of information that would be needed?
Well, again, type of information that would be necessary, I think, is consistent with what you would typically have available to you when you're designing rates. So, in terms of an inquiry at the basin level, it would require that. And that's what makes this somewhat problematic in terms of being able to have the information and be able to do it. Either Basin has to do that on their own and provide it, or again, I'm not certain. That's my dilemma. I'm not certain how that would happen. I just am not how that would actually happen.
Mr. Gifford asked you several questions about NALA's manuals and FERC regulations and guidance. Do any of those materials referenced apply here?
I don't know that they do. Again, this is Basin itself is not jurisdictional to this particular commission with respect to their rates. And our position is our commodity costs come from Basin. They're all embedded in their rate. So again, I don't know that there's any applicability. I haven't seen any testimony or otherwise that discusses that particular issue. So I don't know of an applicability.
No further questions.
Thank you. Well, thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Ms. Good, is Precor resting its case at this point?
Yes, Precor is resting its case.
All right.
I'm really resting its
case. And with that, Mr. Hickey, does the intervener's wish call it?
Yeah, but before we do that, Mr. Burbridge, and obviously we'll do what the commission wants, would it make sense to break for lunch now and then bring Mr. Hickey back fresh for one final session? Mr. Hickey, we need to put him, have a nap at one. But Mr. Higgins, rather, would we get him on it now or whatever the commission's preference is?
You know what, I think from what I'm hearing, it sounds like it'd be a little cleaner to go ahead and take a break now and reconvene at 1:15 rather than 1:30. If everybody's agreeable to that, we will do that. One last question. I think you mentioned, is there some indication that we're starting out with confidential discussion on correction of testimony?
Yes, and we will probably be staying confidential for Mr. Higgins' summary insofar as he does intend to reference specific confidential numbers.
All right. Well, then we will plan for that when we get back. Thank you.
Thanks.